Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, this message is for Brandon. My name is Nadine Medina, and I'm with the Upgrades Department here at Local Splash. I was calling to discuss with you about a program, aside from what we're currently doing now. Hello? Hi, Brandon. How are you? I'm good. I was leaving you a message, and then I said, uh-oh, sounds like you picked up. How are you? My name is Nadine Medina. Brandon, I'm part of the Upgrades Department here at Local Splash. And I was actually calling because I know that we're assisting you right now with your local SEO and your Facebook advertising, right, as well as the website and directories. However, there is a program, you know, that you might qualify for, but I had a couple of questions for you when it comes to the concrete work to see if this would be even a qualifying category for you, okay? The program is actually called Google Guaranteed. When it comes to the concrete work that you do, right, would you say it's more of the flat work, not so much like what we would consider a foundation pro?
Oh, I'm good.
I mean, do you do, like, basement waterproofing, you know, crawl space foundation, foundation drainage or raising, any of those things?
Well, no, not those things. No, just foundations itself.
Okay.
Like the slab foundation.
Okay, the slab.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to clarify. Then this actually, they don't have a qualifying category for you yet. That's why I wanted to kind of clarify, because what they have, there's it's a category that's called Foundation Pro. But you have to at least offer at least three or four of those services that I mentioned. And since only the slab foundation would pertain to you, it just wouldn't be the best fit for you then until when they open up one for concrete, specifically for concrete, right? I know with at one time, it looks like they might have talked with you about the Google ads. Do you recall that? That was back April. Okay. What were your thoughts on that? Are you familiar with how they work, or do you remember?
I remember that I would talk to the representative, I forget his name, maybe Diaz or something.
I think it was, let me go back to his note. I remember, I just had it up right here. It was Ruben you talked to about, I believe, the Google ads, or I think it was Evan probably a while back when you had originally signed up. Yeah, and then it looks like Ruben also talked to you about the Google ads, too, because I know we're doing your Facebook ads, right? And you've been getting some leads off of that, I saw. But with Google ads, if you wanted to add in the Google ads, it is a $300 budget that gets allocated to the Google ads. Google ads, they actually, you can actually target more of a larger area. Right? You could target by zip code or by mile radius, whichever, of course, you prefer if you want to target by county. But basically, Google Ads will drive either more traffic when they click on it to call you directly or to go straight to your website, to your contact form, where they can, you know, fill out that form with their information on there so that you get that sent to you as a lead, right? Typically, how far are you traveling now for concrete work?
It was no more than 30-35
Okay, good. Yeah. And that's a good duration too, like a good mileage as well. Yeah, with the Google ads, it would also allow you to utilize even more keywords and search terms.
Well, okay. I tried them before Google ads. I don't know if it's still the same setup or
on your own?
I'm sorry.
On your own, did you run them?
Yes, I did.
Okay. and what was your experience? Oh, man.
I didn't understand what was going on, but, I knew that, you know, it was supposed to be running, and next thing you know, the first guy I talked to, he told me that this was the budget, and for some reason, it went over that for the clicks and something, and then, I think it was like at $1,200 or something, and it went
Oh, my Lord.
And,
oh, man, that's way over. You're like, what happened?
Yeah, so, right, yeah. Right. So I had a bad experience. I didn't know exactly, was it like a little scam thing going on? I didn't know. So I just left them alone, and I actually mentioned that to the first representative that was helping me through Local Splash. Mentioned that to him. He said he was going to check on it and see. So I just never followed up with that, and I don't know what went on.
Okay. So I'll tell you the difference, right? When you're running Google Ads, you yourself, okay, you're incurring click fees, right? And you're running them directly through Google, okay? The only thing is that Google's not going to tell you, hey, you need to run it this way, right? So basically, they're leaving it up to you to manage it on your own, okay? Now, you could end up with a bunch of click fees, right, and no conversions, okay, meaning anything converting to a phone call for you. When we manage the Google Ads, okay, $300, we're managing that throughout the month so that those ads are visible, okay? You're not incurring a click fee. Once the budget runs out, the ad's not appearing. So that's why we try to run it throughout the month so that that ad is visible. It's not going to go over that. Unless if you said, okay, hey, I want to now increase my Google Ads to $500. Okay, then we increase the budget to $500. Okay, but the minimum budget that we allocate for Google Ads is going to be $300. That's what we're going to tell you minimum to start with that. Okay, but yeah, it wouldn't go over that. So like if you added Google Ads, I know right now you're currently paying $249. If you added Google Ads, then it would change your monthly to $549. And it's still month to month. It doesn't mean that you have to do them forever, right? But that is an option for you. Are you familiar with Yelp?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you ever ran Yelp ads?
I don't think for a short period of time.
Okay. So we recently partnered with Yelp a while back. Okay. So with Yelp ads, majority of the time it's going to be a message coming from that potential prospect. It's a prospect messaging you, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people go to Yelp, it's because there's a service that they need. They just don't know a company. So they're looking. They're on the hunt. Okay. So with Yelp, it's either going to be a click on your ad to call you. Majority of the time, it will be a message. Okay. How are you with messaging? Do you respond, you know, in a timely manner? Like, say, within 15 minutes? Okay. Because with Yelp, you got to be good at responding to the message. So basically, with Yelp, if you were to look at your Yelp profile right now, okay, some of your competitors will show up on your profile on Yelp saying you might also consider, and it'll give a list of other companies. Okay, Brandon? When you are running Yelp ads, your competitors are no longer showing on your profile on Yelp. Okay? Your Yelp ad would show up on your competitors' pages, okay, that are not running ads. Now, with Yelp, we can also customize the questions. So when they click on request a quote, we can put in specific questions customized that you would want that potential prospect to answer so that you receive that in the message and you could respond back. Yes, I'm available. How about I come out and give you an estimate on this day at this time, right? So keep in mind that your response time is very important to that message because they're probably messaging like two or three other companies, right? And so that's why we always want you to respond in a timely manner because that can also hurt your ranking. You do qualify for a promotional offer because we've partnered up with Yelp. Basically with Yelp, it's $499 a month. It's a month-to-month program. The first 6 months that you run Yelp ads with us, you will also include an additional $100 in Yelp ads for the first 6 months that you're running Yelp ads. That's the promotional offer that we're giving.
Yeah. I won't waste my time with Yelp again.
Okay.
I won't do that anymore.
Okay. Okay.
I think for now, so with what you originally called me for, let's see. Is that another service charge for that?
Another one, I'm sorry?
Is it another charge, additional charge for that? Well, it is, because it's,
For the Google Guaranteed, it would, but with the Google Guaranteed, there's not a qualifying category for you. That's why I wanted to confirm with you about the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So because you only do foundation slab,
right,
that wouldn't be the best category, or should I say the best program for you, the Google Guaranteed, because you have to at least offer at least four of those services that I mentioned, and you only offer one of them. So that program wouldn't give you the best results. The only other option I would say for you, Brandon, is implementing, like adding in the Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was thinking my question was, before to the original person that was assisting me was, the money. Did I pay them? Yeah, the money that I owed Google that I didn't agree to pay them, I think I paid them like partial, but then I was like, it's just not right for me to pay all this money for people that was clicking on my profile, you know?
Yeah.
Something I haven't even had it like a full, it was like a month.
Right.
And so, I mean, since I'm still learning and all the other stuff, the algorithm and things like that, so I just felt like it was like a scam to me almost. So I left it alone. So it's money that I owe before I even, that I need to find out if I need to pay that first, if I do decide to go with Google Ads, or, you know, I need to see what's going on with that.
I'm almost positive.
So the guy said they was assisting with it.
Mm-hmm. You would be paying Google Ads through us. So it's Local Splash that would be running your Google Ads. Okay. In other words, I'm almost 100% sure that even though you owe Google a balance for the ads on those clicks, and they're saying you owe that, you're not paying Google Ads. How do I explain this? Let me see. Local Splash, we're running the Google Ads. So you would be running your Google Ads through us. So we're paying Google because you're paying us the flat rate. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're running them. It's not running it through your campaign. Does that make sense?
I got you. Okay. All right.
Is that kind of clarifying?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I appreciate that. Another thing, I guess I was going to call you guys today also. You ended up calling me before I did. But, So I'm able to see, I get phone calls from, different marketing teams and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just hang with the phone because I'm, you know, pretty much I'm satisfied, you know, with Local Splash.
Yeah.
So, but I guess the question, I don't know if this is on you guys or you guys can assist me with this, but, when I look at my business, in Fayetteville, my business does come up. Like if I look it up, maybe, like in another surrounding county, I don't see it come up. Or anything like that. And I'm just wondering if everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me kind of clarify how that all works, right? So basically, on Google in the local map, okay, the local map targets about 10 to a 15 mile radius from where you're verified, right? That's what Google considers your local area. Now, how you're able to target outside of that is by running Facebook ads or Google ads. So, like, let's say someone's 20 or 25 miles away looking up concrete work, right? They need a concrete contractor. But they didn't call you, right? They're performing the search on Google. As soon as they go to their Facebook page and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they will be retargeted with your Facebook ad, okay? So your Facebook ad is going to show up on their profile, on their Facebook page. And they click on it, they call you directly, or it sends them straight to your website. Okay? So the other way you can do it too, to target, you know, in the surrounding counties, is by running Google Ads. Okay? Remember, Google Ads are the ones that are above the Google Local Map. Okay? So the local listing on Google and the local map is only going to target 10 to 15 miles from the zip code where you verified your business, because that's what Google says is your local area. There are some areas that might reach 20 miles depending on how rural the area is, the population. But like a local map in Los Angeles, because it's so overpopulated, is literally like 5 to 10 miles. So, yeah. That's what Google says is the local area. So it depends on how big the area is, in other words.
Okay, gotcha. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So you guys ran a certain amount of ads on Facebook. You guys don't do like Instagram or anything like that? Just Facebook?
No, but let me ask you this. Do you have Instagram, Brandon?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, not for my company then.
No. Okay, what I would suggest is this, okay? We don't do anything with Instagram, right? However, I would suggest build yourself, okay, an Instagram business page, link it to your Facebook page, okay? So this way, when you post on your Facebook business page, it's going to automatically post on your Instagram and vice versa. So if we're running those ads, right, we're running your Facebook ads, and those two pages are linked, they'll show up on Instagram, even though we don't do anything with Instagram. Okay? So a suggestion that I would encourage you, yeah, do a business Instagram page.
Okay.
And then link them together. Yeah, so it's kind of like a one step that you do, right? You post on your Instagram, it'll automatically post on your Facebook, and vice versa. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that's definitely a good way to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I would recommend doing that just so this way, because social media, I'll tell you, it's really grown when it's come to the businesses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, are you interested in the Google Ads? They would put you in additional counties that you're saying you're not coming up in, at least as far as, like, if they're looking straight at Google for additional.
Not necessarily right now, no.
Yeah, okay.
I was just thinking about everything that I'm paying right now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, always know that it is an option for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Brandon. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope you have a very blessed day.
You too. You take care now. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. All righty.
Bye-bye.